Hello and welcome to Global Talk. This is Mark.
And this is Janice.
Our article today focuses on communities of people who are fans of a specific part of popular culture. These fans often take to the internet where they discuss their passion for the works, talk about upcoming events, or even sightings of famous people who have been involved in those works. For example, if it's a TV show and they see one of the actors, they'll talk about where they saw the actor and what they were doing. The other thing that these people do on the internet is they share their opinions and their feelings about the stories, about the work that they are fans of, as well as maybe what will happen in the future. Is there going to be like another one of the stories, or like another movie, a sequel, or something like that? At times, these fans also create their own stories, draw their own pictures, or put together look-alike movie clips that honor the original product. The focus of these groups is sometimes limited to just one celebrity. It could be like a Taylor Swift fan group. It could be one movie, like a Marvel movie, or a topic, for example, gardening. But at other times, it involves an entire category. For example, there's the hobby building model trains or reading romance novels. One long-standing topic for these type of fans has always been Sherlock Holmes, where fans have been writing Sherlock-related stories for over 120 years. Today, people are still writing Sherlock stories, including an entire group of books about other characters that are in Sherlock Holmes, like John Watson or Miss Adler. There are many, many different books that are related to or came from the ideas in Sherlock Holmes. They've also, of course, made movies. They've organized parties where people try to figure out who committed the murder and stuff like that. And, of course, they also talk about the original works that were written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Another example is Harry Potter, where there are over 608,000 fan-written books that are registered online. So for people who are new to these communities, they often need to spend quite a bit of time reading what has already been talked about by the community, or what kind of materials are already out there, what opinions they have. And so that way they can join the discussions that already exist inside of the community. And that's something that makes it a little bit different than just joining a regular fan club where you can come and just celebrate it and feel happy. This is a more involved group. So today, Clary and Jance are going to discuss what these groups are all about.
今天我们讨论的文章是有关粉丝文化。那粉丝文化就是在流行文化方面有着一些共同的兴趣而建立而成的一个文化圈。那它可以就是像是可以有书籍，像是哈利波特书籍，或者是一些影视剧啊，像是福尔摩斯，或者是电玩游戏，或者是一些就是像是可能以现在台湾年轻人来说，可能就是会有一些 PPT 的讨论版，或者是 Dcard 的讨论版，它上面可能会有一些像是泰勒斯的粉丝团啊，或者是一些 K-pop 的一些就是名人的一些粉丝会在上面就是讨论。除了就是文化圈它很广，它可以就是像是刚才提到的那些，还有就是它也可以是角色扮演，或者是以一些就是原创作品而产生出来的一些同人作品，或者是一些粉丝的绘画绘图艺术。